Did you hear the one about the narcissist who drove his car into the tree? Oh, yeah, he said it was the tree's fault.
What do you like about me?
What it really means is, how can you make me feel good about myself right now? I'm feeling a little low. Can you tell me nice things about myself? I need some supply.
You're so selfish. What that really means is that you're trying to steal my spotlight, and I don't like that. Would you please step aside?
How dare you accuse me of lying? I've always told you the truth, at least part of it. I never lie. Translation, I've always told you what I wanted or needed you to believe in the moment, regardless of whether or not it's actually the truth. Oh, and don't question me on that, because if you do, you know what happens. Big trouble, right? We're on the same page here. Okay. How could you be so mad at that rude comment I made? I mean, it really sucks. You used to think I was funny. What that really means is, how dare you not laugh at jokes that I make at your expense? Don't you know better? You didn't give me the reaction I wanted. That makes this all your fault. Now you're in trouble.
You're always analyzing me. What are you, a psychologist now? Narcissists don't like to be looked at too hard. They don't want anyone to sort of figure out who they are. And so when they're saying you're always analyzing me, stop that. What they really mean is, it really scares me when you say things that hit a little close to home. Don't talk to me about the way you think my psychology works, and don't talk to me about things I can be doing better. In fact, if you're going to talk to me, only say nice things to me about me. Otherwise, you shouldn't talk to me, because I will react with narcissistic rage and narcissistic injury. Poor me.
You keep screwing up. This is outrageous. How many chances do you expect me to give you before I ghost? What that really means is, I want you to do what I say, but you keep doing something else. So I'm going to need to tap into your deepest human fear of the fear of being alone. That way, maybe you'll start doing what I want. Why do you keep talking about whatever you're interested in? This is boring. Don't you have anything else to say? Like something interesting? Like, I don't know, me? Translation? I don't care about whatever it is that you're talking about. And even if I really do care about that thing, I'm just going to go ahead and pretend that you're boring and stupid so that you feel invalidated. And by the way, when are we getting back to me? The conversation is supposed to be all about me, right?
I've never been so sure of anything in my whole life, or I have no doubt in my mind, anything like that. What that really means is that, yeah, I'm really good at believing whatever I say in any given moment. I don't care if it's true or not, as long as you agree with me, or as long as it gets me exactly what I'm trying to get, whatever I want. And I've learned over the years that the more sure I am of myself, the more likely it is you're going to let me off the hook. And I don't like it when you question me, because that makes me feel like you don't believe me or you're undermining my efforts.
I really thought you were the last guy or girl I was ever going to be with. This is something else. What that really means is I'm already cheating on you, or at least considering it.
Hey, how was your day? What that really means is I'm just going to listen to you for about 30 seconds, maybe a little longer, and then I'm going to start talking about my day. So you might as well just say fine and then wait for me to talk. That's really all we're doing here anyway.
You totally took that out of context. What that really means, I don't want to admit that what I just said means what it really means and what I very clearly and obviously meant. And I'd like you to not trust your judgment and think you're crazy, because that'll help me out later.
And he was all, I'm Tarzan!
Oh my God, you are so funny. Not really.
Oh my God, you're hilarious, Narco. Such a dry sense of humor.
You have stupid hair. Why would any woman cut her hair like that?
Even though your voice sounds so robotic, I totally dig you.
Oh, do you now, sweet? Now I can manipulate you and abuse you for the rest of your life.
Wait, did you say the rest of my life? Oh my God, best day ever! Why are you being so difficult? What it really means is, why are you not doing what I want you to do? You're abusive to me. What that really means is, I feel like you're challenging my sense of superiority here. I really want to guilt you into doing or saying exactly what I want. And that's the only way you're going to get me to stop saying you're abusive. Forget about the fact that I'm abusing you. There is something wrong with the way that you think. You are delusional. Translation, I don't like it when you call me out on my BS. You're a little bit too aware of this stuff. I'm going to need you to go ahead and start doubting yourself and your judgment, and fast.
God, I totally feel like I'm walking on eggshells around you all the time. What that really means? I'm projecting myself onto you, because I'm the one who makes you walk onto eggshells, and I like it.
You are way too sensitive, or you are hypervigilant, or you are overly whatever. What that really means is I don't like it when you have feelings. It bothers me. Not only do I not know what to do with them, but I really don't care about them. Your feelings don't matter to me.
I feel like if you really loved me, you'd totally understand me. It really means if you really loved me, you'd anticipate all of my needs and take care of me like a good mom and or dad, and you would make sure that everything is perfect and that I can do whatever I want without any consequences, and you would never ask me any questions unless I wanted you to. In fact, you would just stay in a closet in a box until I'm ready to play with you again.
I never said that. you heard wrong, or you misunderstood me, or that never happened. Translation, I will change your reality in any given moment. And you better go along with it, or you're in big trouble.
Hi, Liz. Hey, girl, hey. Happy to see you, Molly. It is so good to get out. I love our weekly girls' night. Hey, how about we invite Becky next week? Yeah, it sounds great. She's really cool. Hey, girl, hey. You want to join Molly and me for girls' night this weekend? Oh, I thought you'd never ask. I'll be there.
Hey, girl, hey. I cannot make it to girls' night out. I'm so bummed.
Well, that sucks, but we'll miss you for sure.
Yeah, I hate to miss it, but I'll totally be there next time. Oh, my God. It is so good to get out of the house for once. Hey, how's your week been?
Girl, I have been dying for this day.
Hey, wonder why Liz couldn't join us.
Well, she claimed to be busy, but you know how that goes. I mean, have you seen her new hair? Talk about trying too hard. She has a bright red streak in it like she's 16 again. Do you think she's trying too hard or what?
Nah, she's real sweet.
Ugh, whatever you say. Oh my God, I love your hair.
Aw, you're so sweet. Thanks, girl.
Yeah, it's super cute. And who cares what Molly says anyway?
Freaking Molly. What'd she say now?
Ugh, you know Molly. It's always something with her. She told me you're trying too hard or something when you got your hair cut last time. I know that new red streak is just gonna put her over the edge. That girl, I swear.
Wait, what? I knew Molly was kind of sassy, but did she really say that?
You heard nothing from me.
Ugh. What? No, hey, girl, hey. Liz, I freaking love that new do of yours. Whatever, Molly. Don't bother lying to me. Wait, what? Why are you mad at me?
I can't remember what happened. Translation, I'm perfectly aware of what happened, but I'm hoping that if I pretend I don't remember, you won't remember either.
Are you trying to change me? I'm not changing for anyone. Or I changed for my ex, and I'm never doing that again. Not changing for you. What that really means is, of course, that they have no intention of being nice or doing anything to shift or grow for you, but also that if you don't allow them to be their special selves, well, they'll just turn around and go find someone who will, at least temporarily.
You're a terrible parent.
That really means there are no limits that I will avoid stooping to hurt you. I will do anything and I will say anything, regardless of the level of incorrect it is, regardless of how much it'll hurt you. I have no limits.
You really think I did that? I'm shocked you think I would do such a thing. What that really means is, how dare you see through the smoke and mirrors and see me for what and who I really am? Don't you know I'm amazing and perfect? Wait, you know better? Oh, you're crazy. It's all in your head. You need to see a psychologist. Translation, I need you to doubt yourself, your perception, and your reality so I can more effectively manipulate you and make you do what I want. Sound good?
Everybody says you're bad, or everybody says you're crazy. What that really means is I am gathering up a whole big bunch of people who don't exist in real life, or I'm lying to you and pretending that everybody talks about you in this way so that you'll lose self-esteem and you'll worry and doubt yourself and think you can't trust anybody, and then you're totally isolated. The narcissist wants to isolate you. That's what it comes down to.
Stop attacking me. Why are you always attacking me? Translation? Ugh, stop holding me accountable for my actions. Why are you always holding me accountable for stuff that I do?
Do you believe in love at first sight? What that really means? I'm testing you to see if you might be a good future supply.
I've been looking for you for my whole life. I think you're my soulmate.
That really means? Looks like you'll be a good source of supply. Let's get together.
I don't like talking about my past. Translation, I have carefully crafted the image that I'm showing you and or the rest of the world in this moment. And if I talk about my past, this image might be proven false. How am I supposed to keep up my false self if I talked about the person I really am or the person I used to be?
You've already told me this. I've heard all this before. Why do you keep repeating yourself? What that really means is, yeah, I know you talked about this before, but I didn't really listen, and I'm also not going to listen right now, so just shut up so I can go and do what I want. Heard that before, right? Yeah.
Everyone else thinks I'm amazing. Why don't you? What that really means is, can't you just pretend like you haven't seen behind my mask?
The person I was with before you was completely crazy. I was abused and mistreated and neglected. What that really means is I'm conditioning you to do what I want and to want to save me from my horrible, mean exes. In reality, they were perfectly nice people just like you who I took advantage of and sucked dry and who I'll probably go back to again when I'm done with you.
Why are you so demanding? What that really means is you have too many needs and I don't like that. You're supposed to be just a robot in the closet there for my entertainment and amusement at any given time. I don't like when you need things. And by the way, you're the one who's supposed to attend to my needs, not the other way around.
That's in the past. What do you mean? 15 minutes ago is the past. Hey, why can't we just forget the past? Translation? I don't understand why you won't get over the fact that I'm actively abusing you. I mean, the last incident was a whole 15 minutes ago. That's literally in the past, isn't it? How come you're not all happy-go-lucky yet? And why do you keep asking me to be accountable for things that I have actually done?
You just can't handle when things change, can you?
What that really means? I can't handle change if it means that I don't get all of the supply that I need, so you better not become anybody else.
You make it impossible to talk to you. What that really means is you just refuse to believe my lies, and I seriously hate that.
Hey, thanks again for the ride. I don't know what I've done without you, girl. Anytime, friend. You know I got your back. I swear, I could just whack Narc Boy right now in his stupid face. He set me up again. Oh, wow. What did he do now? He promised he'd be there for me today, but he wasn't. Once again, I stood in front of my house for 3 hours waiting on him, and now I'm late. He's so much like my father, it's ridiculous. Oh my god, what an ass. Why do you keep putting up with that stuff? I have no idea, I just don't know. I guess I love him.
Really? What makes you love him? Can you tell me 5 things you love about him? I mean, seriously?
I have been with him forever, and I can't imagine starting over these days. I don't know, my friend. He is so very awful to you. Is he ever really nice anymore? I mean, sometimes. He used to be.
Well, let me make this a little easier. When was the last time he was nice to you?
Well, there was the time he thought I had left him. And last year when that guy at work asked me out, he always seems more interested if he thinks he can't have me.
Oh my god.
Right. So, what are you gonna do?
Yes, I've got it. I'll pretend I'm going to leave him again and he will love me. Wow.
That isn't what I meant. Or, I didn't say that. What does that mean? Well, it means that during your conversation, they said something that they wish they didn't. So they took it back, or they pretended it was a joke, or they pretended it wasn't that serious. So they're saying, yeah, sure, I said that, but I didn't like the way it came out, and I don't want anyone to know that I said it, so let's pretend it didn't happen. Okay. The thing is, the narcissist is actually able to convince most people that, in fact, they didn't say it, or at least they've been able to do it before because they just are so sure of what they're saying, or at least they seem to be.
That's not what I meant. I'm sorry that's how you feel. Translation, I'm pretending that I don't care or that I'm sorry by using words to manipulate you and invalidate you ever so subtly.
I'll always be there for you. You can totally trust me. What that really means is I think in this moment that I'm totally into you, so I really think I'm actually going to be here. But in reality, as soon as I'm bored with you, I'm moving on. Or if I don't move on and you keep believing that you can trust me, then I can keep using you to get what I want. And as a matter of fact, it also makes me feel super good about myself when I say I can be trusted.
I don't understand. What you're saying makes absolutely no sense. I don't know what you're talking about. Translation? I'm pretending that I can't understand you so that I don't have to respond to you in a logical fashion.
You're so paranoid. You read too much into everything. You're just upsetting yourself for no reason. Stop being so stupid.
What that really means is that you are too close to figuring out the narcissist. They don't like that.
Oh my god, see? This is why we can't talk. You're always yelling at me. Don't you see that you're the real problem here? Everyone says so. What that really means, I've twisted your thoughts and your words and your feelings until you got frustrated and yelled at me. That was my goal this whole time. And now my feelings are hurt because you expect me to take responsibility for my own behavior. This really is all your fault, and everyone knows it because I tell them all the time. I love the smear campaigns. Listen, I know what you think, but we just need to be on the same page here, okay? What that really means is, look, I really don't care what you think, but I'm going to pretend like I do for this moment because I just need you to think whatever it is that I think you should think. I didn't hurt you. You hurt yourself. Well, maybe you deserved it. Translation, I so lack empathy for you that I literally believe that your effort to stand up for yourself or whatever caused my narcissistic injury in this moment forced me to abuse you in some way. I think you deserved it because you didn't do what I wanted you to do. And if you try to fight me on this one, you're in big trouble.
Hey, baby, we got this. We are so gonna win this game.
I'm not so sure about that. After all, you are my partner.
Come on, honey. It's going to be okay. Don't be nervous.
You are so stupid. Your brain is like this big.
Gah! Why do you always have to be so negative?
You are so mean.
Mean? Why would you say that?
Obviously, you cannot be sure we have truly got this. You are setting me up for a big disappointment, as usual.
Wait, what? How did I get in trouble here? I just said we can win this game.
God, you are always mad, aren't you? You suck. I just wanna leave now. Why do you make everything so miserable?
Wait, what? I mean, what? What is wrong with you?
Girl, I'm not the problem here. You are. You are the one always having a problem with me. Dummy, you suck. And you are not good enough.
Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right here and right there. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.